Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And we start today with those jobs numbers, or maybe the lack of jobs numbers. The Labor Department report today indicating no net gain in August. In other words, new jobs added were wiped out by jobs lost. The first time since 1945 that the government has reported a net job change of zero. So the unemployment rate for August stayed where it was in July, 9.1%. The news comes as President Obama prepares to outline his jobs plan next Thursday. And as we're reading Michael Shear's report in Time magazine, that the president consulted an historian during a secret summer retreat to find out how FDR and Ronald Reagan defied their jobs numbers. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC News and also hosts their political webcast Top Line. Rick, analysts were expecting maybe 90,000 new jobs, but instead this no net gain. Now, 45,000 Verizon workers who were out on strike during this survey are now back, but still disappointing numbers.
Very disappointing numbers, obviously, for the White House and for all Americans, frankly. The biggest impact this is going to have is that it shifts the political dynamics, because the president for some time now has been saying, look, things are getting better. They're just not getting as fast as I'd like them to. He really has lost that argument now. To have a month where there is literally zero new jobs is a big blow to those efforts. And, of course, he's going to be focusing the nation's attention on this when Congress gets back next week with his address to the joint session of Congress. It raises stakes clearly for his plan and what can actually get done, but it also changes some of the messaging and the dynamics. Now the president really can't say things are getting better anymore.
But his supporters might also be able to say that his opponents, the Republicans, have created a climate in which there's nothing happening in Washington, which is leading to this fear on the part of employers, fear of hiring. So let's look at what he can possibly say and more about this meeting we're reading about. Now, FDR won in 1936 when the unemployment rate was over 17%. Reagan was reelected in 84 when it was just under 8%. What happened in this meeting? What is the White House looking to hear about those two wins?
Well, it's fascinating because obviously the White House doesn't like to admit that it'd be looking to history like this, and particularly some Republican history. Both of them, instructively, inherited pretty poor economies. And so did, of course, President Obama. So there is a playbook there that works. They're both remembered now as extraordinary communicators, people that could kind of rally the American people toward a broader cause. That's the president's challenge. He is a great communicator, but he hasn't rallied people behind him for the large challenge around jobs. But basically, it's some kind of a moderated message that seems to have worked before. And Michael Beschloss says no lesson from history is perfectly instructive moving forward. But to be able to say, look, we're getting there, and I'm getting there with you, but we're going to need more time on this, and we're going to need to come together as a nation to kind of project a sense of measured optimism, even at a time that the country isn't feeling all that optimistic.
Well, and both Reagan and FDR took on their opponents. FDR, in particular, said of his opposition, "I know they hate me. I welcome that hatred." Yeah. Really had a fight in his voice. And this seems to be what President Obama's supporters want. There's a new poll from MoveOn.org that surveyed people who voted for Obama in 2008 and shows by a 5-to-1 margin they want him to lay out a bold plan, hold Republicans accountable if they block legislation. Is this president, the mediator president, is he able to suddenly flip that switch?
He hasn't done it yet. And I think a lot of his base, a lot of Democrats, are disappointed that he hasn't stuck to his guns. Even in the scheduling of this speech, he came out and said Wednesday night. Speaker Boehner said, Thursday's better for me, and he went along with that. He doesn't have particularly strong relations on Capitol Hill. And one of the balancing things that they'll have to do in this speech next week is to say, look, clearly there are things that the Republicans won't do, but should we say them anyway? Should we put that out there anyway as part of a package that we'd like to see for the economy, knowing full well that it's a non-starter, but to just lay out the choices there and say, this is what we're offering versus what Republicans are offering.
And Rick Klein, as we head into the Labor Day weekend, a perfect time for politicians on the stump. Just give us in the minute or so we have, what is your expectation? Sarah Palin, will she or won't she?
My expectation is, who knows, as has always been with her. But one instructive thing, she may have really missed her moment with this. There's a new Fox News poll out that shows that 71% of Republicans, of conservative Republicans actually, don't want her to run. Rick Perry has filled a lot of the gap. Michelle Bachmann has filled a lot of the gap. Clearly Mitt Romney's still a front runner for the nomination. So there's a real sense that even if if she were to jump in at this very late stage, she's alienated a lot of her supporters with this kind of act that she's done for months now about whether she would run or not. So maybe she gets in, maybe she doesn't, but I think there's a real chance that even if she did, it really wouldn't have the titanic shift on the campaign that we would have expected at one point.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News, where he also hosts the political webcast Top Line. Rick, thanks, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you so much.